Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I'm your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Arul Hanu, also known as Joshua X. And today's podcast will be about setting standards. I repeat, today's podcast will be about setting standards. A lot of us, when we talk about mental health, we don't really prioritize setting standards. A lot of us have social standards. A lot of us have standards when we go to the gym. A lot of us have standards when we go to the table, when we eat food. A lot of us have standards in relationships. But a lot of us don't have standards when it comes to how people treat us, how we have standards on how we, you know, treat our brains, how we treat our bodies. We don't really set standards, and therefore we suffer mentally through relationship after relationship, just taking abuse after abuse because we don't have any standards set mentally to protect us. So we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about the benefits and the disadvantages of setting and not setting standards. So first and foremost, family, I want to thank you all for being a part of the Being Black 2020 podcast. And as usual, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please go to www.thebeingblack2020.com or go to any of the social media sites. So let's get into it. What is one of the disadvantages or some of the disadvantages of not setting standards? A lot of us are easygoing people. And it's going to be very hard for some, you know, and they are more passive to set standards, boundaries for people. But mentally, it's very important because if you don't set standards, people are going to do any and everything. Not just maliciously, but they'll do some things that they think you might want. And it's just going to be out of your zone. It's going to take you out of your zone. It's going to take you out of your character. It's going to push you farther from your destination. So it doesn't have to just be a malicious thing or checking somebody, setting a standard. It could be just how you like to have things accustomed or set to your tune. It's very important that you set those guidelines. That's a part of self-care, allowing those boundaries to create a safe space for you. It's okay to want things a certain way. It's okay to have things in a certain likeness. How could you not allow yourself to live your life on your own accord? So it's very important that we do these things, family. Setting boundaries, setting a standard is telling everybody else around you, this is how I would like to be treated. This is how I would like to be confronted. This is how I like things to go. There's nothing wrong with that. If they love you as much as they say they do, then people will work with you. And people will see where you come from. Or at least make an attempt or effort to make those things happen. When it comes to that, comes to business, that comes with relationships, that comes with friendships, it comes with everything. You have to understand that if you allow anything to happen, everything will happen. And if you set standards, at least you have a range where people can know, okay, this is the spectrum. I can do this. I can't do this. I can do this. This he feels this way. This she feels is disrespectful. Because if not, then things are going to go unchecked. You're going to have constant situations where you have to check people, where you have to tell people about your boundaries, where you have to evaluate certain relationships, you have to evaluate certain friendships, all because you have not set a premise. You have not set standards. Standards are very important, family. You have to set standards. And you don't have to be anal about it. You don't have to be rude or disrespectful about it. But you also have to be in tune with yourself enough to know what you like and what you don't like, what you accept and what you don't accept. And you have to be real enough with yourself to express that to other people. Seriously, family. You have to communicate with those who you care about. So you just can't set those standards and then don't talk to people and tell people what your standards are. You have to be able to talk to people and tell them, okay, this is what I allow. This is what I refuse at. This is what I allow to happen. This is what I would like to go through. This is what I wouldn't like to go through. This is how I like to be talked to. These things are important, family, because, like I said, if people care about you, they're going to make that effort to work with you instead of against you. They're going to try to understand where you're coming from when you talk to them. They're going to move forward with you and understand that it's all the times are not going to be hard, but at least I can meet this person where this person wants to be met. It is very important, family. A lot of us are dealing with people who don't want to understand how we think or don't even want to meet us halfway. And once you set standards, you're able to see exactly where people are. Because a lot of time, you're caught up in a fog. And this is one of the huge, most disadvantaged points of not setting standards is when you don't really know where you stand in relationships or in anything. In the midst of all the fog, all the social media, all the relatives, all the family, all the relationships, you don't know really, you don't know where you stand. And a lot of us don't stand anywhere with people. We're just there to be used. We're dispensable. So it can hurt your ego, it can hurt your pride, it can hurt your financial situation, it can hurt everything in your life if you don't know how to establish yourself and set standards. And like I said, being in the midst of everybody's drama, being in the midst of the fog and from the different ways people are getting the attention, from different people in the company, from different people at school, from different people at your job, it can get immensely overwhelming just to not have any type of standards set for yourself. People at work talking any type of way, your kids talking any type of way, and it can get immensely, immensely overwhelming. So that's why I'm telling you, family, don't overlook your self-care. When you talk about setting standards, don't look at it as something that goes without loving yourself. If you love yourself, and I am imploding you to, if you love yourself, you have to start setting some standards. You have to start setting some guidelines and then allowing yourself to move freely within those ranks. There's nothing wrong with standing on your standards. You have to stand on them. You just can't set them and then, okay, if I like this person a lot, I'm allow this person to go a little bit farther. Or, everybody else can go. Everybody else has to apply these standards, but no. This person, I like them a little bit too much, so this person, no. When you set standards, you have to allow those standards to be stood on with your ma'at, which is your square, which is your foundation. This is the solid foundation you stand on. You know what I'm saying? You cannot allow yourself to be overran by your emotions. You have to have some type of logic. And your logic will allow you to set the standards that are more appeasing to your energy. It works together with your emotions. Your logic works together with your emotions to make a rational decision. There's nothing wrong with allowing people in your life to have those boundaries set. Because I'm pretty sure and even if you're not pushed in somebody's boundaries in somebody else's life, you need to allow yourself to, because you don't need to be in everybody else's life either. That's the other side of setting standards. You need to set standards on how you indulge in other people's lives. Some people you don't need to help. Some people you don't need to be talking to. Some people you don't need to be involved with. Some certain circles you don't need to be in. And those standards, you need to have a certain standard of what type of social level you're going to have, what type of social life you're going to have. You need certain standards of how you're going to travel. Seeing the world is very important, and having new experiences, setting that type of standard, because a lot of us don't really have any experiences. We stay locked in bubbles of work and home and family and work, family, home. We never went to another country. If we go to another country, we're staying on a resort. We don't know how to speak any other languages. We don't know how to acclimate to any other cultures, and we stay stuck in this box, this whole reality, not even really enjoying life. But just going from one toxicity to the next, not really having really true, genuine experiences. So like I said, family, when it comes to setting standards, just don't look at it when it comes to relationships. Everybody wants to look at setting standards like, okay, I picked this guy. I'm going to pick the right girl. I'm going to pick the right woman. I'm going to pick the right man. No, it's not just that. Setting standards when it comes to your self-care, knowing that you can raise the bar when it comes to how well you care about yourself. That is very important, and it can allow you to propel in a lot of different ways, and at least mentally, you will have more space to open up and to grow, because a lot of times, the reason why we're not growing is because we haven't set standards around us, so there's no boundaries, so a lot of our mind is cluttered with a lot of junk that everything flows in. Everything's flowing in, tampering with our mind. Everything's flowing in, tampering with our hearts. There's no defense system. There's no equilibrium. So we have to evaluate that family. Standards are a key to self-evaluation. Standards are a key to growth. And when we start working together with the energies within ourselves and protecting the energies within ourselves, then we start to grow. Then we start to elevate. Then our mental health starts to increase. Then we can understand why we have those certain traumas in our lives. Then we can understand why we go through those certain structured times where we are stagnant, and why we're stagnated, and why we're frustrated, and why we're irritated. We can understand those emotions now without those emotions overflowing in us, without those emotions controlling the actions that which we do, without those emotions becoming the dictator of our character. Because that's what we want to get to in a mental health space. A lot of people don't really talk about functional mental health, but functional mental health is not allowing your emotions to overflow in you and then run over you. Flowing mental health is allowing yourself to be in spaces where you can talk about what's on your mind and talk about what you're feeling without someone being dismissive. Or even if they is dismissive, knowing how to move forward even with somebody being dismissive. You know how to move forward even though nobody's listening to you. Knowing how to move forward, just knowing you yourself is okay. Just knowing that everything's gonna be all right. Knowing that even if everything's not all right, that you can move forward and progress. You don't have to stay stuck in toxicity. That is the main thing about mental health. Getting out of the mind frame of, oh, if this happened to me, I'm finna do this to somebody else. No, doing what's inside of you, not doing what's pushed on you. A lot of us have lived lives and are living lives that we're propelling what has been pushed on us. Oh, well, since somebody beat on me, I'm going to beat on somebody else. So somebody stole from me, I'm going to steal from somebody else. Somebody slept with my man, I'm going to sleep with that man. Somebody slept with my woman, I'm going to sleep with their woman. And then the toxicity just grows and grows and grows. And then we have miserable lives. Then we're late in age and have miserable characteristics. We have miserable characters. We have no type of values. And then we wonder, why, how do we end up at that road? But we've adapted everything that we came in contact with. Some of us are literal sponges, suppressing and absorbing everything that we come in contact with. An emotional sponge. And what I'm telling you is that if you don't set standards for yourself, you're going to continue to be a sponge. And what we want to be a family is functional. What we want to be family is growing. We want to be a plant. We want to be a building. We want to be something that grows, something that is solid. We want to be a tree. We want to be something that grows, something that's solid, something that is organic, something that is natural. A lot of us are man-made because we do not let man create our standards, and we don't create standards for ourselves. A lot of us need tattoos on our foreheads that say man-made because we have not allowed ourselves to set our own standards. We still live by other people's standards. So it's very important that we evaluate ourselves. Self-evaluation is very important. I provoke every last one of us, every last one of you all, to evaluate your standards on every level. Dig deep into yourself and do some self-realizations and figure out if you actually living on your standards or not. Are you actually living on the standards that you stand on? Or are you standing on somebody else's platform? Are you standing in somebody else's kitchen? Are you standing in somebody else's room? Is somebody else dictating the way you dress, the way you think, the way you react to things? And if so, I provoke you to do something about it. Self-care, family. Mental health and self-care is so important. They go hand in hand. When we deal with mental health, you have to always continuously tell yourself that you are worth being better. You are worth making yourself feel beautiful. You are worth it. So why not propel yourself to be in the best space to make yourself better and grow? And setting standards is one of those keys. So like I say in every week, family, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please go to www.thebeingblack2020.com or go to any of the social media sites. That's Being Black 2020 on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat. We always reach back at least within an hour Sometimes more if we're busy, but please do so, family. Book a consultation if you really have to reach out and you really want to know about, you know, the healing, the body, the mind, or anything in that sort. Please reach out. This has been another week I had to build with you. Thank you all for listening. Peace, love, and hotel.